This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's interesting to me that I do think you can look at the state of Cleveland sports and go, well, the Guardians are two games below 500. That was just a disastrous series. So there's no really defending what happened this weekend. You had a players only meeting, and they got swept by a team that I think is good, but I don't think that's a truly great team.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at just some of the numbers attached to what happened this weekend, it doesn't get any worse. The fourth inning on Saturday, six runs, six hits, zero errors. The other 35 innings the last 4 days, zero runs, nine hits, eight errors.
But you pair that. The Cavs got bounced. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just saying sweet.
So you got the Cavs bounced out in the second round of the playoffs again in a gentlemanly sweep. The Browns are the Browns. And so I do understand the frustration. I do not understand the sky is falling aspect that Cleveland sports are in some state of disrepair. It's like the Cavs were one of the best teams in the NBA, and they probably will be again next year no matter what they do. The Guardians, although this is a disastrous season, are coming off an ALCS appearance no matter what our valid frustrations are. And guys, I can even paint you a positive picture on the Browns. Okay, I mean, it might go 3-14 again this year, but you don't have to talk about Deshaun Watson. Judging by social media this weekend, you would have thought that this is Chicago, who I believe, what's the last time Chicago had a playoff win?
I think it's 2017.
In any of their major sports? And by the way, they've got a few extra teams than we do. I'm not trying to preach to anybody. I just don't get it. I do not get, and I know Ken and Anthony, I don't remember the exact topic they had on the show this morning, but I saw a video on it, and I'm like, what the hell are we doing here? Listen, bad stretch for the Guardians. This might be who they are. They maybe just be a 500 team, and there are valid reasons to be frustrated with the process. It's an organization that delivers as much as they don't deliver. And then the Cavs, we've got two teams that on any given year can go to the championship round of your team.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't look at it like the sky is falling. I also don't look at it like this is the sweet spot we thought we were in just a few months ago.
Absolutely.
There has to be some acknowledgement of, I thought right after that, right around the Texans playoff game, it kind of felt like we were in, I don't know, just kind of an awesome spot for Cleveland sports. Every manager we had was winning manager or coach of the year. We were winning playoff games, or at least appearing in playoff games in every single sport, and it just feels like we've come back down to earth a little bit there, but we're far from this being the sky is falling.
I don't think the arrow's pointing down, though. to what you're saying.
No, we got a bounce back coming. I mean, think about it. The Guardians, listen, you might wave the flag on this upcoming season, on this season that's currently going, but there's a lot of talent in the pipeline, and I would bet a lot of money that they're in a good spot next year.
And even, listen, there are valid things, and we're going to get to them coming up in about 15 minutes, because Chris Antonetti spoke again this weekend after already going on Guardians TV last week, which is a signal that there's something going on there. There's some understanding of whatever pushback that fans are giving to. And again, I want to make sure, like, this is not, hey, you guys don't know what you're talking about. This is, to the extent that we're pushing this narrative, that the arrow's down on Cleveland sports, and that this is some, you know, black spot in Cleveland sports history. I don't think we know.
It's not down. It just feels very flatlined.
No, which is a great way to put it, and that's exactly where we are. But okay, guys, are we? How certain are we? The Guardians aren't going to bounce back next year. We can't be certain, because every time people say they're going to be trash, they tend to bounce back.
Right.
Even if you make a big trade like a Class A or a Quan or something like that, they've shown you that time and time again. In what's different the last 4 years is, It's in the hyper penny pinching era of the Dolans, where not only they're not spending, on a level that is even kind of bucking back at me a little bit, saying, okay, you can't spend a little bit more money here.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, like, okay, that's an organization that in awful surroundings, an awful ecosystem financially in baseball, they bounce back constantly. So even if they lose a trade, they tend to win the next two trades. And the Cavs thing, I think, should be the brightest spot of all. Listen, guys, I haven't given up. I don't think they're going to win a championship as constructed. But I can't definitively say they aren't. The East is seemingly,
right now, they're still the favorites in the East.
Well, and the East is still seemingly opening up in a way that I think is that makes something like LeBron go from desperate to, is that just the smartest way to try and win a championship next year? So I don't know. I stopped doing Twitter this weekend. I just stopped paying attention to it, because I understand every valid issue that anyone has with any of the three teams in town. But I got to say, it's been so much worse than this so many times, where none of the three teams had a chance to do anything significant, that I just can't bump my head. And I've been trying to figure out what's the rationale in this pity party that I think has been, that was culminated, and I'm not trying to call the morning show out. They do a great job of gauging what fans feel, like every other show on the station.
I think I always give them credit. I think Ken and Anthony are great at figuring out exactly what the fans' temperature is. I think they're awesome at that. And so but it did make me wonder myself, am I missing something here, engaging the fans and where the fans are at? Are they more mad than maybe what I think? I think over this weekend, I think a bunch of people were mad at the Guardians. And so maybe that's where a lot of this stems from. It's just you're having that, and then the reality that the Browns aren't very good. And it doesn't seem like the greatest convos are consistently happening around the Cavs.
Well, I mean, even like there was some outcry over the Lonzo Ball deal. I'm like, guys, it was Isaac. And like, here's the thing. We took shots at Isaac because it was kind of low-hanging fruit. I do think Isaac has a chance to go somewhere and be like an Aaron Nesmith. Like, as a guy who's like the seventh guy off the bench, but he's a good on-ball perimeter defender. And you even saw the Cavs have him bring up the ball later in that series as well, just to give him the opportunity to. They soured on him. Once an organization sours on a player, it is so impossibly hard to go back on it that, honestly, even if the Lonzo Ball thing doesn't work out, and that's the problem, is we're predicting it's not going to work out because of Lonzo's health. It's like, guys,
well, you got off the money anyway, so it doesn't really, well, even if Lonzo doesn't work out, it's still a good deal.
The worst case scenario is in a year you treat him like an expiring contract and roll him into another player, or you just get off the $10 million altogether.
Right, and it's still a win then. Like, Lonzo can stink, and it's still a win.
216-474-0092. So I'm just...
But that's not the point.
So, what you do, which is where you're like, all right, take stock. Where's everybody at?
Yeah.
I just then go to my own personal fandom and say, is this how I feel? And I don't think I've ever been more off just the general vibe of fans are super pissed and feel like this is a black spot for Cleveland sports. I'm frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there. And I don't understand. Like, I personally don't understand the difference.
I mean, I don't look at it like I'm in the golden times. I think that's the difference for me. I'm not looking at this like, oh boy, aren't we fortunate to just be alive and taking in Cleveland sports right now. But I'm not looking at it like this is like the worst time I've ever had either. You know, and I think there's a difference there. I think there's a lot of positives with the Guardians you can find. There's a lot of positives you can find with the Cavs. I can't find as many with the Browns right now, but I also understand 2026 will offer up different things than 2025 will.
And see that, so even with the Browns, like even if we remove the Deshaun stuff, well, in a year, I think you're going to have the number one pick, and that always brings excitement. Whether it should or not is another conversation.
No, it should. It's the number one overall pick. If you had the selection of the best quarterback in the draft, and I do think there's a little bit of just excitement that I have just to see Shador and to see how that all plays out as well. But like, if you have the number one pick with a quarterback, that's always a good time.
216-474-0092.
Go through that process. We love going through that process with Baker and then winning games.
Are you feeling negative about the Cleveland sports scene right now? I just want to talk through it because I'm just trying to understand why some people are I think I'm at like a six.
Let me try to explain this really quick, and I want to get your guys' input on this. I do, but I think maybe because the Guardians always felt like when everything else was going horribly or not right, the Guardians were at least always there, and you could look at them like a competent, well-run organization. They were safe, and you could always point to them and say, well, I'm going to have fun watching that at least. And right now, when you remove that, and I can't find anybody that's having fun watching this anemic offense play, I think that's where it comes down crashing.
So what's wild about that is, I think this is the double-edged sword of making an ALCS on any given year. And listen, miss me on the Naylor stuff. You weren't going to re-sign him. Comparative to our love of Josh, he's an overrated player. And people wax poetic about Andre Jimenez, who stinks at offense.
Yeah, he can't hit right now either, by the way.
This isn't Omar, who is like the worst player on a team with like five guys of Hall of Famer ability. No, Omar still had years where he hit 300. This is not the same damn thing. And so, like, but I do think, specific to what you were saying, I do think some of this is the bounce back of, well, you were in the ALCS and you wasted a year. Yeah, okay, guys, they're never going to be the team that follows up going to the ALCS by signing Shohei Ohtani.
I know, but it's been 10 years now, and in those 10 years, with the exception of one season, we've been able to depend on them to at least be a well-run, competent organization, and right now we can't say that. I mean, people are questioning Antonetti's job right now. People are questioning a lot of different moves the decision-makers that get to make those calls are making.
Brian, in Rocky River, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well, buddy. Happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you. You know, guys, I think for me, and I love Cleveland sports, but I'm a prisoner in the moment, and when you ask me right now, what do I have to look forward to? You're right, like Jonathan said, the Guardians, that's not there this year. The Browns, that's not something we're looking forward to this year for the most part. And the Cavs, that's the next thing that we're looking forward to. The way they got bounced in the playoffs, it just feels like there's nothing real promising in the future. So that's all I could say about it. I mean, I know it's just, you know, it is what it is, and we're Cleveland sports fans. We have our ups, we have our downs. But right now, currently, what am I looking forward to? I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian, thank you very much. I look at the Guardians, and I know the offense is trash. I don't think you're too many moves away from the offense being where you want it to be. They're not going to happen now. But over the next year, like, it wouldn't surprise me if the Guardians' offense has a bounce back next year, especially if DeLauder comes up and hits or Abrito comes up and hits.
Right. Wouldn't surprise me either, but it's not what people are currently living in.
And then, I guess my thing is, like, I'm always looking for, like, is there light at the end of the tunnel? There are points last year, man, where we're in the midst of the Deshaun debacle. And I've got, you know, some of my favorite people on the planet, which are Browns fans fighting each other for a different reason over Deshaun Watson. And even just talking about it every day was like a black cloud, like for us having to deal with it, because we felt the same thing you guys felt. And there was no end in sight. And even though he's probably going to be under contract for the next year and a half, you don't have to deal with it anymore. So I can see the end in sight there. I do think that the offense is one or two savvy moves away, which any smart front office should be able to do. That rotation's the real deal. So is that bullpen. If anything, the bullpen's having a step back, and I think bullpen is better, even though they're not historically good they were last year. I still think they're better than what we've seen out of this year. Maybe stop playing Matt Festa in high-leverage moments. Just thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
And, like, my big concern is, are the Cavs going to be in the second round of the playoffs, third round of the playoffs, or in the finals next year?
I know. I think the hard part with the Cavs right now is I think a lot of people look at them and you're not going to have the payoff to know whether or not they've truly built it right or done the right moves until the postseason. You're going to play like a 6-month waiting game with the Cavs. And so I think it almost delays your excitement because of that. And that stinks as well.
Robert in Parma, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I think the Cavs just keep running in that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Glass ceiling, and it just... so frustrating. We've been playing this waiting game for a few seasons in a row. The Browns are the Browns. We're debating, the third round quarterback versus the fifth round quarterback on the daily lately. And, that's not thrilling. And we know we're looking at this season. And usually you look at the Guardians, you're like, well, they can always make, chicken salad out of you know what. But in this case, we just haven't been able to. I wonder if it goes back to, no longer having Tito as the manager. He seemed to just always give us a sense of confidence that was there. I like Voter, nothing against him. He was, AL Manager of the Year last year, right?
Mm-hmm. He was.
He just doesn't give you that same, calm, everything's going to be okay. And, it's not his fault. He just doesn't have the record to prove it.
So let me ask
I think the flatline thing you said before. Go on. Sorry, Nick.
No worries, buddy. I was interrupting you. My bad. Do you think the Guardians organization has run out of magic? Meaning that you don't think after this year – they'll bounce back to be who they were a year ago or like the every other year thing of 2022 and 2024?
I think they can. I think they're still well run. This whole TV deal money thing really hurts them, but it's hurting, all but four other ball clubs right now. But it's still a delay. We're in a delay for the Cavs. We're in a delay for the Guardians because we're kind of looking past this year already. And we're in a 10-year delay for the Browns, it feels like some times, right? So it's just... it's this awful waiting game, and you got nothing to turn to right now to be like, that's it. This is what we can get excited about.
Robert, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Robert.
216-474-0092. Should we feel negative about the Cleveland sports scene right now? Again, maybe this is too much of watching how people have reacted earlier today on the station and everything else. And by the way, just to answer Ken and Anthony's question, if it's not the Cleveland Browns, if you feel more negative about the Guardians than the Cleveland Browns or more negative about the Cleveland Cavaliers than you do than the Cleveland Browns, I don't know how to help you. I don't just in terms of how the organizations are run, the shame that has been brought upon Cleveland sports, the worst trade in NFL history. It looks like Stefanski has lost his magic to this point. If you're feeling worse about any other team in this town than the Cleveland Browns, I honestly want. Did you pay attention last year?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. I was one of them trying to make a case that the Browns weren't the black sheep of the family.
Well, okay, so I heard a couple of the callers because they saved like the clips from the hotline.
Yeah.
And they were all Browns, but there was a real conversation this morning, is all I'll say. I don't want, because I can't remember everybody's exact point, so I don't want to do what they do, which is misparaphrase it.
Or just take things out of context.
Yeah. Yeah, do that.
And just completely get our words wrong.
Examining the why behind the Guardians' push for patience.
It was our chance to do it.
In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. And I just think, like, there's being patient in preaching patience. And then there's going to the degree that the Guardians have tried to preach patience here recently in a way that, like, there's a part of me that I kind of am curious about the why behind it, JP.
I think they just had a plan, and I feel like they don't want to deviate away from that plan. We've seen this kind of catch them before, where they and I heard Zach Meisel talking about this a little bit, like that idea that they have a set amount of what they want to do, and then a curveball happens or a wrench gets thrown in. And they just aren't okay with moving off of that. And that's kind of what it feels like is happening here.
So what's crazy about that is, like, 2023 was the first time the rotation really started to fall apart with injuries. Where, like, Savali legitimately was one of your two best starting pitchers. But that made sense because you were going to be built on starting pitching in a strong bullpen and just enough hitting. And the starting rotation failed you as much as the lineup did that year on top of guys like Oscar Gonzalez coming back down to earth. So, like, this kind of has been the plan. Hey, we're going to try and have enough offense, and then the rotation's going to come together, and we're going to be a better-than-average rotation, and then the bullpen's going to be...
But there's a difference between enough offense and having the worst offense in the sport in the month of June.
No, fair, but there's a part of me that wonders if they're feeling the pressure of this in a way they haven't. I don't think the pressure is ownership because...
I mean, do they care? They're selling the team.
Well, but that right there might be some pressure. I don't think we're close to the team selling.
That ownership has never once given me the impression that they live and die with the words that people say about them or care about what people say about them. Maybe they do. I mean, they are human after all.
No, I mean, if the new ownership is closer than we think, that could be a potential pressure. I mean...
Would have been nice to know, by the way, at some point. Does anybody have any idea when Blitzer's actually taking over?
I remember,
we don't have a clue.
So I think it was all contingent on the patriarch of the Dolan family passing, but it's always been thought of as a back half of the 2020s and not a front half. I don't know if...
I mean, initially it was supposed to be 5 years when they first made that deal, but it's like we haven't gotten any updates on that is the point.
But I don't know if that's something they're feeling the pressure of, but it was wild to hear. Like, we've gotten more, hey, how you doing from Chris Antonetti's in the last five days than we have since training camp.
Well, so I do think there is, for the first time in as long as I can remember, pressure on Antonetti and Chernoff. I think they're feeling the heat, maybe not necessarily from
Tito's
the ownership.
Not here.
Tito's not here, and it does feel like right now, and it's been like a couple year stretch, it feels like everything they do is just going the opposite direction of what they intend. And yeah, they've taken a lot of heat for some of the other players, the Diazes of the world, both of them going to different spots and then actually being able to succeed, not really being able to develop too many hitters in order to, you know, be able to figure out when you have a slump like this. There's been a lot attached to that, and they've been here so long, Nick.
So I think there's something here, but I think what's interesting is, it's not just Antonetti. It's Antonetti. Vogt has been, I mean, to the point where we're talking about pregame sound, and guys, there's little... No, we never talk about pregame Guardian sound because it just doesn't matter by 2 hours later when the game starts. But, I mean, Vogt's saying things like, we've got an outstanding offense. They're just not playing like it. We have members of the organization going out in public and publicly trying to rebuke, I would dare say, gaslight Cleveland fans as if this is something other than it's been. This is as full scale of a pushback as you get. And I think I'd feel better if I knew if I had a clear understanding of the intentions I think I might feel better about. It feels a little panicky to me.
Well, it's not defensible is the problem. Like, it's different if they had a winning hand. If they actually could stand up there and tell you, we're not bringing up Kafis, we're not bringing up Brito, we're not bringing up DeLauder, and have actual reasons that people are like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah, for sure. Instead of the reasons with DeLauder, for instance, where they're like, well, he's sore after these games. Okay, I don't want to hear it. Give me a new reason. Give me something that's different than what you're currently doing.
216-474-0092. Are Antonetti and Chernoff, Chernetti as they're known, that's not how they're known. That's how I call them. Feeling the pressure of the offseason not working out. Let's go with Ed in Medina, who wants to talk his Guardians frustrations here. Ed, welcome to the show, friend.
Ed, what's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
Doing pretty well. It's a nice little Monday we got going here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's spotty and rainy in some areas, but you know what? You know, nothing compares to the tears that I cry of Cleveland sadness when I pay attention to these sports. I mean, we're talking about the Guardians here. I mean, yeah, I absolutely believe Mike Chernoff and Chris Antonetti are feeling the heat. They're 100% feeling the heat from the fans, and rightfully so. You know, let's look at this from an organization standpoint. They have a second owner. I mean, David Blitzer's there, and he can contribute at any time. Okay, if we're relying on a TV deal and sharing of profits from the MLB to bring us players, I mean, we're in a fantasy world. I mean, there is no such thing as a small market team, boys. It is a cheap owner. Dolan could honestly provide this team with the offense that needs to be done. Because, you know what, I get it, the starting rotation, they've been beat up. They've had some up and downs. Guys are figuring some things out. But to go 3-for-57, commit 6 errors, and have 3 hits, and score 3 runs in a series, you get your teeth kicked in. Yes, you should absolutely be feeling the heat. Why am I paying $15 for a beer and the product on the field is some of the worst I've ever seen?
Can I get you to pay 20 if it means we might get a right fielder with pop?
I will pay $25 if the kid hits 30 home runs.
All right, but will you be smart-ass about it and only buy one, or will you buy 3 beers at $25 a pop?
Listen, boys, if I'm going to go to the game, I'm going to do the 9 innings, 9 beers, and 9 hot dogs if that means we're going to the World Series. I mean, this is ridiculous.
I'll do it with you. I've always wanted to try.
I don't think it's that hard. I mean, maybe it's because I'm such
I've
a
always
glut.
I've always thought we that, but people always have a hard time with it. It's got to be harder than people think it is.
Because they're not pre-diabetic.
Okay.
I've been training my whole life for 9 beers, 9 dogs, 9 innings. Now, the question is, can I front load it? Can I
do
one per inning, or can I just pound?
No. It's one per inning. That's what makes it hard, is that it's over an elongated period of time. That's not actually that long because of baseball games these days. But I believe if you sat down, you could have, I mean, you could probably have like 7 beers in the first 3 innings, and I don't know how many hot dogs you can take down. I haven't seen you go after hot dogs.
I didn't realize. I mean, it's hot dogs. Any of us can take down some dogs.
Do you eat them like they're chiclets? Like, I don't know.
I've been known to crush some dogs in my life.
If you have to take the 2.5 hours, there's going to be a spot in there around the fourth or fifth inning where you're like, I am feeling pretty full.
I feel
like this is the digestive system is telling me.
I think it's as restrictive as you're saying. Get through the numbers, listen, if you're putting up 9 innings, 9 beers, 9 dogs, and 9 innings, I think you're good.
No one's looking at this like it's a Herculean feat. It's not like, oh, wow, you just ran a marathon. Like, that's not what it is.
A Herculean feat for me.
It's very doable for a lot of people. People have done it. It's not like you see those pizzas on TikTok where it's like only one person has ate this in the previous 30 years.
Yeah, challenge accepted.
That's not what's happening here. You could very well do it, but would you be comfortable doing it?
Well, this is not about comfort. It's about dominance. LeBron's probably not comfortable in 2016. Am I right?
I want to know the ease that you could perform this task, because I don't doubt that you could. I doubt whether I could. I don't know that I could eat 9 hot dogs in 9 innings.
No, you could not.
I don't think I could.
You could not.
I think I'd love to think that I could. I don't think I could.
All right.
9 beers is easy. I could do 9 beers. I can't do 9 hot dogs.
That's the sticking point. I think the 9 beers, because it's cold and it's filling.
I can take
hot
down beers.
Hot dogs are inconsequential.
I can't do 9 hot dogs in a 2.5 hour span. I really don't think I can. We went to a cookout yesterday, and I had 2 hot dogs and a hamburger, and I was like, you know what? We're good here. Like, that's, we're good.
Yeah,
part of me thought I wanted another hot dog. No part of me was like, I wonder what that other hot dog tastes. No part of that. I was done.
All right, if anybody's actually done the 999 challenge, I think Peterlin's being a little Johnny Rulebook over here. as long as you get your nine dogs and your nine beers in within the nine innings, I can just front load those, right? I feel I would crush it in the first inning. I'd be like, well, what are we having for lunch?
What's it cost to do nine beers, nine hot dogs at a baseball game these days? That's the real problem. Yeah.
I just have to give them Olivia.
It's like, I got to take out it's like a mortgage on a house. I got to take out a loan in order to go ahead and do this. It's unreal. Especially $25 beers like Ed wants.
Ed demands 25
in order to get that right fielder.
Are Antonetti and Chernoff feeling the pressure of the offseason not working out? And one Browns rookie getting rave reviews in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.